why did Daniel leave in early 2011 then?
He was playing at the time in two bands, I think. And the second band in which he played, Milking the Gold Machine, get more and more successful, so he decided to go his way with this band, so we can focus with a new guitarist on our new album.
Okay.
Hello?
How did the band find the new player then?
Can you repeat?
How did the band find its new guitarist?
He was the guitarist of my first band, Zarx. We played together, I think, for about 5 years. And then I left Zarx and played in Leyden Rotten as a singer.
Okay.
So as Daniel leave the band, we were talking about him, about Kensington, and so he came up with a few ideas to new songs, and we tried to play together, and it worked. So he came up with many new aspects and fresh inspiration.
How would you compare the two players then? Like musically, I mean.
Yeah. It's they have a different style of writing songs, of course. But Kensington is more technical, a more technical guitarist, and Daniel was a more melodic stuff and style.
Okay.
So, but both are very great in what they're doing, so.
Tell me about writing the new record.
Yeah, we recorded the album where we did the last. We have very recorded the last 5 albums. And it was a Desert Inn studio, so we started to begin with the songwriting after we played the last shows last year with our new guitarist. And so we entered the studio in the end of September, I think. And then we had 3 weeks to record. The most songs come from our new guitarist, and it was a great work, gave us new aspects, and yeah, it was quite nice.
Okay. Is that what the band was seeking then? Somebody who could come in and contribute on the songwriting level?
Yeah, it's always difficult, but when a new guy comes in the band, but of course in this situation, it was good, because we knew him long years, so it was not to know each other. We know each other very good, so it was no problem for us.
Were there auditions, or did you, because you knew him before, you gave him a call?
I first gave him a call, and then he came to our rehearsal room, and then Daniel and Kensington and the rest of the band were there, and we talked about the situation we are in. So we asked him if he wanted to join us, and so he said yeah, he wanted it, and so he did a good job and gave us the opportunity to record the new album.
Okay. How would you compare this new record to previous records then?
Our new record?
Yeah, how would you compare the new one to the other ones?
It's more darker, more heavier. It's another style of writing songs that Daniel brought with him. And it's from the lyrical point and from the musical point, the darkest album ever we recorded. It's more faster, more melodic in every point.
What is so good about Desert Inn Studio then? Why does the band always return there to do recording?
Yeah. Pilo knows us very well since the beginning of us, and he knew us, and he knew what sound we want to have, what the sound we want to have, you know. And so it's not far from our hometown. You know, we drive 1 hour, and then we are in the studio, and we can record on every time we want. And he still does a very good job on every record, so we decided to go there again.
Okay. The band said this, in talking about the new record, the band said about the raw dynamics of the typical Lay Down Rotten sound. What is the typical sound of the band then, in your opinion?
The technical side?
Typical, what is the, like, general, you say, the band said, reference the typical Lay Down Rotten sound. What do you feel is the typical Lay Down Rotten
sound? The typical Lay Down Rotten sound?
Yes.
You know, the riff, you know, it's deep and small. You know, you feel like you're driving a tank when you hear it. The double bass sound, the dark mood in all songs, you know, it became a brutal situation. That's my definition of what we sound of a typical Lay Down Rotten sound.
Okay, because the band said that it combines that with like bittersweet melodies of death metal hymns. What does that mean then? Bittersweet melodies of death metal hymns.
Melodies. An example, you listen to the core song Mask of Malice. The intro, there are a lot of melodies in it, and you know, you can feel it inside when you listen to it. Turn the lights off and listen to the song, and then you know what I mean. You cannot listen. You have to listen to that song.
What you mean is, if you listen to it, you understand then, is it?
Yes. That is what I mean.
Okay.
The sweet melodies. In combination with the lyrics.
What's it like working with Dan Swano, who I think mixed the record?
It mixed the last record, yes.
Alright, did he mix this one or not?
No, we did it all on our own. We mixed and mastered it in the Desert Inn Studio.
Does the band usually do the mixing on its own then?
Repeat it, please.
Does the band usually mix on its own, usually, or not?
No.
Or is this something new?
This is not something new. After six albums, we know Dilo did his job. He mixed it, and then we say what we have to change.
Okay. What sort of a mix, when the band is going to mix a record, then what is it looking for?
Every part of the band looks... A drummer wants to have his sound, and the guitar player wants to have a sound. So you have one guy who said this is, and it's okay. So Kilo is a very good guy behind the mixing.
Okay. What do the lyrics of the title track about then?
We focus mainly on our anti-Christian mindset, anarchy and global topics such as war, corruption, pollution of the environment. So my brother Elmer and me wrote the lyrics for the last four albums. So therefore we took the nature of human malice as main topic for the current album.
What is the title track specifically about then, Mask of Malice?
You mean the core songs? Core songs?
The title song.
Yeah, the title track of the recording is one of the core songs.
Okay.
Who can you trust? Why become friends enemies? Why do people kill out of love? Why do we hurt each other and say it's only for your best? Those are the questions that made us write these lyrics. Life can be so twisted and it's hard to stay true at heart and become a committed, giving and generous person, although you might have been hurt, betrayed and cheated on. It's a fight to keep yourself, respect intact. Stay close to your friends, but stay closer to your enemies.
Are these questions born out of personal experience?
Of course. But every human being does his experience with malice. No, you have to go with open eyes through reality, and this is the best example.
Okay. Is it sometimes difficult to go through life with open eyes, though? Because sometimes, like, you do something and then, say, you look back on it and then you realise then, you know, things that you didn't realise at the time.
Yeah. Of course.
Well, tell me about some of the guest vocals on the album.
The best thing on the guest vocals, there are no guest vocals.
There's no guest vocals?
No, I did it all by myself. We didn't have the time at the end to work right with other musicians, but I think on the next album we will try.
Right, okay. Because I was reading a press release saying there's guest vocals on the album, to be honest.
Okay, on which song?
That's bloody blabbermouth for you anyway. Do you like on guest vocals then, or are you against it, or what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I'm a big fan of guest vocals, because you keep in touch with other characters. I like different voices on the record, so maybe we try, and yeah, we will try next on the next record to bring some new characteristic voices together.
Okay, what can you tell me about the cover art in this album?
The cover?
Yeah.
Toshihiro Iagawa did this cover. He worked with our guitarist Nils together. So, we gave him some details of the lyrics of this album. And then he put a raw comic together, you know, it's a, and you show it to us, and yeah, it contains all the different characters of that album. The deep blue is a great feeling. What you feel when you hear that album, and the mask who is in the middle of that picture, and the priest are from the song Heart is Resurrected, influenced by. it's a song about the Greek death cult, the glorification of death, and yeah, it contains all the aspects of that album together, and you become a very clear feeling what we want to show you with this album.
Okay. How would you describe your vocals on the record?
My vocals?
Yeah.
They're... I did my best. I can say I'm... I try to speak clear. Not these big squealing stuff I don't like. I just want to... When I listen to music, I want to have lyrics... And I want to hear them as good as the singer gets. So I try to do my best, of course.
How do you feel you've possibly improved over the years, then?
Improved?
Yeah, more like mostly with time. Most people tend to get like better at what they do. So. How do you feel you possibly improved, like, over the last few records?
I have to... I just don't know what to answer, really.
Do you understand the question, or...?
No, not really.
Obviously with time you get... But like your singing's probably become better. You become better through experience. So how do you feel you've become better over the last few albums, from album to album?
Oh yeah, I've become better, of course. We did the sixth album now, and you get a big, you know how it works together. With the music and the band, and we got a lot better. We got a We could include new aspects on every record, and without losing our direction.
Is that important for the band, maintaining its overall direction, as opposed to doing a complete U-turn?
That's the thing, you know. Every member of our band listens to different kind of music, and it brings different influences into the band. But the point is, when you write music, the music you listen to still influence you. But as long as bands, when you have a good filter, you know, when you know what you're doing, then it's no problem. Is often your wife have an effect on our current songwriting, but really it all comes naturally. And we appreciate it this very much, because it gives the opportunity to grow with every album, of course.
Okay. In what ways do you feel you are better than you were a few years ago?
Better?
Yeah, like what is better about your vocals now than before?
I like the vocals on the new album, really, but I think I always tried my best, so it become better, of course, because I know how to realize what I'm thinking, and I can do, I have the room to do, more space to do, to influence the music now.
You said, going back to a bit earlier, you said about how we were talking about direction. You mentioned, like, influences and making sure you don't like take them too far, so to speak, in terms of doing a complete U-turn. Are there certain albums that like in metal in general where you feel that maybe that band is like being influenced too much by something else and changed its music too much than it should have?
We will stay a death metal band, you know. I appreciate it when our band changes his style. When they're better, then it's okay. I'm open-minded to that. But we, as Late on Rotten, we always play death metal. And we are happy when we can, improve our style, you know.
Okay. So you can't even see the band doing something like what Morbid Angel did with its last album, like...
Wait. That's the last album.
What's that?
Yeah.
You liked it, didn't you?
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay.
David Vincent has a great voice, so why can't he use... shouldn't he use it?
Do you feel it's maybe then the album is being judged, that album by Morbid Angel is being judged on its like the past history of the band as opposed to judging it on its own merits?
Yeah. They put both together, I think. Old stuff combined with a Laibach style, you know, God of Emptiness style.
Okay. Quickly, interesting you said that, to be honest, because a lot of people out there don't seem to like you for some reason.
Yeah, I know.
Because a lot of people have said that, Getting Tortured is that music has got too much into the band's style and everything. You know, the industrial thing.
Yeah, but I like the industrial thing too, so...
Yeah, I do as well, but... Seems a lot of people, they don't like their death metal, they're combining with other stuff so much, do they?
Yeah.
Has that ever been... has a band ever thought about, having its death metal and combining it with, like, other stuff? Like, taking it one step further and... Or is it like you're worried about like a backlash or something?
Yeah. I don't know what I have to say now.
No, just wondering if the band would ever do something like that Morbid Angel album or not, or is it rather just keep to the more pure death metal sound?
Not so good. I try to understand you.
How can I explain? Take Metallica for example. That's one example. Like they did thrash metal, and then with their fifth album, they done something. It was still metal, but it was totally different to what they were doing before. Quite a bit different.
Yeah.
What I mean is, would band ever do something like that, where, like what, say, Morbid Angel possibly did with its last album, sort of change the sound significantly?
Yeah, but they always doing death metal, and no, they have the right to do what they want. They really have the right.
Oh yeah, I know that, but would the band ever do something like of that nature? That's what I mean.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
You're having difficulty understanding the question, is it? Or?
Yes.
What I mean is, Late on Rotten does death metal. Would it ever... could ever take its style then and do something significantly different from its current style.
Yeah.
For a future album.
No, we will always do our death metal thing. This is what this band all about. We define us as a death metal band, and we always will play. We only write